Good morning. Could you please turn with me to 1 John chapter 2? We're reading from verse 3 to 6. Okay, so by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I have come to know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, I just humble myself before you, and I ask, Lord God, that that my words will be your words, Lord God, that Holy Spirit would just speak through me to share what is on your heart today with your church. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so I was having breakfast with P. Sam yesterday, and we were just talking about Fujian when he asked me to share. As some of you know, we just came back from a mission trip in Fujian. There was a team of five of us, and it was truly an amazing experience. We went to minister to an orphanage that our SP is linked to, and normally there are about 300 children, but this time there was only about 25. But God truly gave us the opportunity to, you know, intercede, to get to know these children, really pray for them. And I think for me it was, and for all the whole team, it was so humbling, and it was such a great privilege to just to see what the Holy Spirit was doing in that place, and to be able to work alongside God, and you know, just to see His love being poured out to these children. And I think for me, we had some highlights. We got to pray for healing for a girl who was deaf, slightly deaf, and we prayed for the rain not to rain, so that they could go on the hike. We told all the kids to pray as like their homework, and it didn't rain when we're on the mountain. It came down, it rained a bit, but we said, like, we prayed when it was on the mountain it wouldn't rain. And actually on the last night we got to lead the kids in the sinner's prayer. So I think it was truly an amazing time for all of us. And another key thing that I took away from being a Fujian was, I guess, we got a chance to attend the Christian church in Fujian, and I was profoundly impacted by the sermon that was spoken in that church. I felt that it was devoid of talking about blessing, and, you know, me, and like what God can do for me. And in fact, the message that was spoken in the church that day was sharing from John 12:23-25, which talks about, you know, unless a seed falls to the ground, it cannot bear fruit. And it was all about suffering for God, for the sake of God, because we love God. And I felt that was so profound, and I just couldn't quite put my head around it. I was like, what is this? This is not new, but why is it impacting me so much? And I guess as I meditated upon it more the past few days, I realized I spent a good part of my life, almost 30 years, I've known God since I was born, and experiencing His love for me, you know, knowing how much He loves me, how abundant His love is for me, how much He's done for me, you know, and always just asking God, I want to see more of your love. I know that your love for me is so abundant, and I can only see this much. I want to see more. I want to feel more. I want to experience more. But when I went to Fujian and I heard the message, I was like, wait a minute, do I love God? You know, I guess the thing is that I really felt in for myself that I really needed to reassess what it meant to me when I say I love God. Just reading from the passage, it says there, but whoever keeps his words, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. I was reminded yesterday when I had the great privilege of having a pastor pray for me that the single greatest commandment is to love God. It says Matthew 22:37-39, with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. And you know, as long as you love God, and that is your single and the greatest commandment, everything else will fall into place. But what does it mean to love God? And last night when I was reading through my meditating, I pulled out my old Experiencing God book, and it says, you know, if you have an obedience problem, you have a love problem. Yeah, loving God is about obeying God, and obedience can be costly. You know, it says, you know, unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it won't bear fruit. But at the same time, it says, you know, in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Obedience means so many things. It means like, firstly, I think waiting on God, you know, asking God, what is your will? You know, what do you want to do through me? Because God is working here in this world. God is doing something great. It's like there's a spiritual battle going on, and we don't have a choice. We're born into it. But we can sit back on the back pews and kind of just, you know, enjoy his love, soak it all up, and that's it. Or we can say, God, like, I love you. What are you doing? I want to join you, you know, in what you're doing. And I really felt that for me, that really struck me, that, you know, I want to wait on God. I've had so much confirmation. I know he loves me, and my heart is so full, and you know, I think for me, I was just really challenged, you know, to say, okay, well, if I say I love God, I don't want it to just be words. I want it to be in my actions. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. And and I don't know what it means to you to be obedient to God today. I mean, God speaks to us in different seasons with different messages. And, you know, it could be about forgiving someone, or it could be about, taking that step of faith and speaking to a stranger that you don't know, or it could be just taking tithing your time for God to go where he's called you to go, to serve where he's called you to serve. I don't know what obedience is to you, but I do know that our obedience to God is an expression of our love for him, and when we obey him, you know, it makes him so happy. And for me, it's like, because I know God loves me, I want to see God smiling on me. And, you know, it's just such a privilege as well. It's such a privilege to, going back to being in Fujian, it was such a privilege to be part of and to really witness the work of the Holy Spirit. I mean, healing, deliverance, miracles. Life doesn't get more extraordinary than that. You know, I mean, really, like, joining God in what he does is such an amazing, exciting adventure. Being obedient to God, he actually gives us commandments that protect us anyway. It's like, for our own good anyway. It's not like, you know, like, he's beating you with a stick and saying, like, oh, you know, I don't want you to have fun. I want you to do this. You know, you have to obey me. If you love me, you obey me. It's not like that at all. I mean, the things that he calls us to do and what he puts on our heart is for our own good. And, you know, and to be able to, like, be, you know, a forerunner, to be able to go out there and be a soldier for God, you know, in this battle, to to heal people, to deliver people who are broken, in bondage. It is just such a blessing, and it will like change your relationship with God completely, and it would just, your faith will just grow leaps and bounds. I mean, if you want to go deeper in God, yeah, I think go on a mission trip. So I just want to summarize really, by just like challenging you to just think about maybe areas in your life where, you know, God is calling you to be obedient. And if you have been, you know, like, that's great. I'm like, that's exactly that, you know, just know that God is smiling on you. And let loving God, you know, be the be-all and end-all of everything that we do. Let our actions be propelled by a love for God. You know, let's ask God today to, you know, test our heart and change us. You know, I mean, we're all sinners, selfish people, but, you know, by the work of the Holy Spirit, we, you know, He changes us to be more and more like Him. And that is also, you know, such an amazing thing. So I'll just close by playing a song, actually, that I wrote. I was just so hugely blessed in Fujian, and a sister prayed for me about a gift of music and how God could use it to, like, touch people's hearts. And the Sunday night that I got back, I was so tired, but as I sat on my piano and I meditated on Psalm 119, verse 81 to 89, which was a psalm that was shared at church, just as the words and the melody came to me, and in a way that I've never experienced before, as truly the Holy Spirit. And I hope that you will be blessed by it. So, Hannah?
Longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes, they fail me, looking for your promise. When will you comfort me? My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes, they fail me, looking for your promise. When will you comfort me? Revive my soul, revive my heart, revive me. How I need you, Lord. Fill me with your love, fill me your peace, fill me with your spirit. Revive my soul, revive my heart, revive me. How we need you, Lord, fill me with your love, fill me with your peace, fill me with your spirit. You are holy, God Almighty. You are holy, God Almighty. You
pray together for our church. Let's pray first of all that we would be a church that really loves God and obeys Him. That all of us here this morning and our church members would be able to walk in obedience. Yeah, so let's pray together for our church and intercede. Let's pray for Pastor Sam Song as he's recovering. Let's just pray that he would recover completely and that God will be with him. And let's pray for the sister that Pastor Sam Kim mentioned yesterday who was in the hospital because she was 10 weeks pregnant but was bleeding. Still not 100% certain whether it was a miscarriage or not, so she's waiting and getting some more tests done. So let's pray for her and her husband. And let's just pray for God's strength to be over them. Let's pray for Edda's. Was it Edda's? Edda's family. I'm not sure which family member is sick. But let's pray for Edda as well. And other family members at church that you know that are sick and going through a hard time. Let's just pray and lift them up. Let's pray for healing to come. Let's pray together. Let's pray for the Bhutan team that's leaving tonight, or today actually. And Hannah Huang is up there playing the guitar. She'll be leaving today. And Chelsea and Pastor Sam Kim and Sunmi, Mei Lo, Sarah Chin, Jungmin. Yeah, so let's cover them. And Ed, that's right, and Ed. So let's pray for them, that God's hand will be upon them. Also, the Cambodia team, the first orphanage team, is leaving on Sunday. So that will be Chris and Amy. There will be Charles and Janice, YK, Tin Yan, and Tracy. So they'll be leaving. And then myself and Tom, we're leaving on Monday. So if we can cover the mission trip teams, that God's blessing, his hand will be upon us, and the rest of the Cambodia team comes on Wednesday. So please pray for us. Let's pray together and pray for the Bhutan team leaving today and the Cambodia team, that we would really walk in obedience to God. And just pray. Let's pray together for the teams. Let's pray for this weekend. Let's pray for there's basketball tomorrow morning, and then there's intercessory prayer in the afternoon, and then we actually have Cambodia mission training tomorrow as well, so if you can cover us for that. And then tomorrow night is youth group, so we'll be meeting for youth group tomorrow. And then on Sunday, Pastor Sam will be preaching, and there's Sunday school, and also the worship team. It'll be me and our team, my team that's leading. So if you can cover us, let's pray together for this weekend, that it will glorify God, and the people that come, our congregation that comes, they would really be able to meet with God and be transformed. So let's just pray for this weekend and cover everything that we'll be doing this weekend. God, we thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you that we can come and pray to you and spend time with you this morning. And we just pray for more of your presence, God, this morning as we pray and stay here, God. And Lord, truly that we would be able to love you and express our love to you through our obedience, God. And I pray that you will come with your conviction and come with just your clarity to show us, God, in which area, you know, we need to really change or confess and walk in obedience in. Please bless the Bhutan team as they leave today, God. We just pray for your protection over them, your favor, that you will go before them and you will go with them. You'll go after them, God. And Lord, we just pray for your angels to go with them, God, that you'll protect them spiritually, physically, emotionally, God, and that they'll be used powerfully by you, Lord, in this trip. And we thank you, God, And we truly want to love you, God, more. And also, we want to worship you today. We just pray that you would walk with us today, God. I pray for your protection. I bless everyone here, God, with your protection, your love, your favor upon them. And help us to bring joy to your heart today, God. So we thank you. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.